I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Music of the Season is our focus today. Later, we're going to talk to Harry Swanger about the Compton Heights Concert Band's 15th annual holiday concert at the Peabody Opera House. And after that, we've chosen some music to celebrate the season from some of our favorite St. Louis musicians. But first, on Sunday, the St. Louis Chamber Chorus presents Wonder Upon Wonder Will Arrive to Me. And we welcome Artistic Director Philip Barnes. Hi, Philip.
Hello, Steve.
Good to see you again.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
St. Louis Chamber Choir, St. Louis's premier a cappella choir.
Thank you. May I quote you?
Are they the only one, maybe? I'm not sure.
No, I don't think they are. But it's certainly the oldest, longest established of its type.
Well, you've been there since 89, I think.
Yes, 1889. Right. I've been there for a long time.
It may seem like it's
came for 1 year. It's a long-established choir, and I think by general consensus, it's really the best in our area.
And I guess you're about midway in your season. We'll talk more about the remainder of your season a little bit later. But this is your annual Christmas event, so why don't we begin with a sample of what you're going to be doing?
Okay, this is from a record we made quite a few years ago called a Spanish Christmas, and this year a lot of our music is centered on a text, O Magnum Mysterium. And so you'll hear a Spanish version of this by the great Renaissance composer Tomás Luis de Vitoria. So this is O Magnum Mysterium.
The St. Louis Chamber Chorus presents Wonder Upon Wonder Will Arrive to Me. That's Sunday, 3 p.m., and then again at 6 p.m. at Second Presbyterian Church. That's at Westminster and Taylor in the Central West End. Our guest today is the Chamber Chorus's Artistic Director, Philip Barnes. And could you tell me a little bit more about that piece that we just heard?
Sure. Omanium Mysterium is a prayer that describes the mysterious, extraordinary birth of the Christ child in a stable. And really the genesis for this concert came about when I was sort of listening to the normal array of Christmas carols and a certain amount of Christmas schlock. I think that's the technical term. And, you know, you could be forgiven after a while for thinking that being born in a stable surrounded by farm animals is actually desirable. And that if at all possible, all expectant mothers would book into the nearest stable and have a manger available.
That sounds good.
You know, a lot of the music is incredibly sentimental. And I like chestnuts roasting on an open fire myself. But there's so much more to this season and this festival and this occasion than just the sentimentalizing of it. And I wanted to put together a program that really explored the mystery, the wonder of the Incarnation. And so the first piece that occurred to me was Omanium Mysterium. And I knew that obviously the Spanish composer Vitoria's Mass and his motet, because as I say, we had recorded that piece 10, 15 years ago. But now there are some other important new settings of those words that I thought would go very well together and create this sort of different take on Christmas, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Would you want to share the English translation of that? I guess it was originally
sure.
A chant, was it?
Yes. Omanium Mysterium et Admirabile Sacramentum. So it's, oh great mystery, wonderful sacrament, that animals should see the newborn Lord lying in a manger. So I think that is pretty direct.
How did you put it? Christmas schlock?
Yeah, well, there aren't many schlocky versions of Omanium Mysterium that I know of. No doubt people will call in and let you know. But it's interesting that in the Renaissance, there weren't that many settings of these words, mm-hmm. which is unusual because a lot of the time the same text comes up again and again, particularly for major feasts like Christmas. But in the last 100 years or so, certainly in the second half of the 20th century and now we're in the 21st century, a lot of contemporary composers have been drawn to these words. And so it's possible to sample different takes on the same text, the same idea. And it's really quite remarkable how different these versions are.
Uh-huh. So on this, on your concerts on Sunday, you're going to mix, you're going to put some American carols into the mix as well.
Yes, there's an American carol by a composer called Robert Ward, who is still with us, very aged, but lively. And he's a great composer. He wrote a lot of operas, won Pulitzer Prize for his opera, The Crucible. But he, stepping away from the world of opera, he wrote a very beautiful piece called That Wondrous Night of Christmas Eve. And it's a lot of fun. And it goes very nicely with a traditional American carol that I'm sure a lot of people know called I Wonder as I Wander. So again, the idea of wonder at this season.
And you have commissioned a British composer.
We have. There is a marvelous composer coming up now in the ranks, very much in the tradition of John Rutter, associated with Cambridge. And his name is Bob Chilcott. And in the last 10 or 15 years, he really has been a very hot property for Oxford University Press. And I'm very delighted to say that we were able to persuade him and his agents to write a new piece for us. And I was very conscious of the fact that there are these wonderful settings of Omanium Mysterium out there, contemporary versions of it. And so I wanted to get a take on those words that would be slightly different. So it wouldn't be just comparing apples with apples, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up with the idea of trying to find an American text for an American choir and an American concert that we could interweave with the words Omanium Mysterium et Admirabile Sacramentum. And the ideal poem that occurred to me was by Emily Dickinson. And a lot of the titles of our concerts this year, including the dubiously titled Musicians Wrestle Everywhere, which will be in April. A lot of those titles are taken from poetry by Emily Dickinson. She wrote this. Before the ice is in the pools, before the skaters go, or any check at nightfall is tarnished by the snow, Before the fields have finished, before the Christmas tree, wonder upon wonder will arrive to me. I thought that's a wonderful poem, and that gave us the title for the concert, Wonder Upon Wonder Will Arrive to Me. And then I proposed that to Bob, and he's done an amazing job of putting these two texts from different times, different continents, different traditions, and he's put them together in this rather wonderful way, using two choirs that, as it were, speak to one another in a conversation. So the audience gets to hear the two texts simultaneously. And I'm not about crowd pleasing. I'm about presenting the best choral music and hope that people like it. But this is a crowd pleaser, I can tell you. It's a magnificent piece. And I know that it's going to have many future performances because it's so appealing.
Could we hear something else from Sunday's concert?
Well, the elephant in the room is a setting from 1994 by the American composer Morton Lauridsen. And he wrote this for the Los Angeles Chorale. And Morton Lauridsen is a professor at Southern California and a wonderful choral composer. But he wrote this setting of O Mani Mysterium that caught everyone's attention at the time. And it still is really the most popular contemporary version of that text. And so that's why when I asked Bob Chilcott to write it, I said, but let's not do something just like Morton Lauridsen. Let's do something different. The Lauridsen you're going to hear has attracted so many people's attention when they hear it. There are lots of people who quite simply describe it as the most beautiful piece of music they've ever heard. That famous musical journal, the Wall Street Journal, even devoted an entire article to Lauridsen and to this composition. So as you see, it's really gone way outside the box. And I thought it would be a wonderful piece to put on Sunday's program and for us to hear now.
Thank you.
We're talking to Philip Barnes about the St. Louis Chamber Chorus's Wonder Upon Wonder Will Arrive to Me. That's their Christmas concert for this year. It's going to be Sunday, two performances, 3 and 6 p.m. And you always do the performance at 3, so 6 is a bonus.
Yes, if the building is intimate enough, let me put it that way, that we can't accommodate all the audience. If possible, I try to put on two performances. It doesn't happen every year, but it is happening this year.
So that's Sunday, 3, and it's 6 p.m. at Second Presbyterian Church. That's at Westminster and Taylor in the Central West End. If you'd like ticket information, the number is 636-458-4343, or go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page and move a link to the Chamber Chorus's website.
I should tell you, Steve, just very quickly, that it's a magnificent church. We're so glad to be invited there. It's just been restored.
You just jumped ahead of me, because my next point before I let you go, I wanted to point out that the Chamber Chorus is known for celebrating both ethnic diversity and architectural diversity.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you about what you just brought up about the building itself.
Well, great. We do like to perform in interesting and original venues, and this church is probably, I think, the single greatest repository of Tiffany glass in St. Louis. And it is a beautiful sanctuary, and it has just, as in 2 or 3 weeks ago, been reopened after an extensive refurbishment of everything from the organ down to the plaster work.
And I believe that the Chamber Chorus has recorded a Christmas CD there, and you've only performed there once before.
That's right, yes. Our very first Christmas record, which continues to be very popular, with epics like Jingle Bell on it, was recorded in the Nichols Hall at that church, and we performed a piece there, a concert there, for our 40th season, which would be, 17 years ago.
And the church itself, part of it at least, designed by Theodore Link of St. Louis Union Station fame and other buildings around town too.
Yes, and I think if you bear that in mind when you go and look at it and you see the monumentality of it, it's a really wonderful structure, and it is clearly by the same architect as Union Station.
Well, following the Christmas concert, you have 3 concerts left in the season, I think February, April, and May?
That's correct, yes. I had to think for a minute, but that's right.
You've got them on your calendar, right?
I plan on being there. Yes, the 150th anniversary of a landmark in South St. Louis, St. Anthony of Padua, will be marked in the middle of February with a concert with a title taken not from Emily Dickinson, but from Quentin Tarantino, and it's movies and music go hand in hand. So we've put together a program of music that was written for either for the movies or featured in the movies, a really quite wide variety of pieces, including a rather odd take on the Sound of Music. And then in April we have the now infamous performance at the South Broadway Athletic Club, where we perform Musicians Wrestle Everywhere, a series of pieces about wrestling, literally wrestling in the arena, and also spiritually wrestling. And then we finish with a wonderful concert at another great South Side landmark, St. Francis de Sales. At the end of May, we perform a concert called Chanting to Paradise, which again is Emily Dickinson.
Well, if people would like more information about the rest of the season or about Sunday's 2 concert at Second Presbyterian, again, go to our website, stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page. And Philip Barnes, it's always good to see you. We wish you the best of everything for the new year.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Next on Cityscape, mariachi music is in the mix for an annual holiday concert. This is St. Louis Public Radio.